Are we on? Okay. All right. So we are trying to record this. We've tried to record this. Everybody can. We've been trying to videotape this so you can have it on the student site for about 8 years. And whenever we do it, there's always something either wrong with the recording, or it's been too loud, or it happens to be when we tried to record it, it was raining. So it's like, you know, the sound, so you can't hear it. And so we're going to try right now to give the explanation of what we're doing of this healing. And this is the fertility healing, which some of you, if you came last year, we did it last year as well. We only do it on the retreat, and I'm not really sure why, because it's an incredibly powerful healing. And it's ideally used for anybody who wants to get pregnant. And when you work with people that are trying to get pregnant, it works like a dream. Because of what it's of ultimately what it's doing. Creating a baby is no different than creating anything in the world. Your testes and ovaries are the creation energetic creation machines in your life. And all creation, all the things you create right down to the first chakra have to go through those. And so those are, and they're very powerful. They're the passion for it. They're the energy for it. They're your investment in it. They're the juice, right, of any creation. So it's important that you understand that having a baby or starting a business or finding a relationship or living your life purpose might just be something you need to birth. And you may just have to birth it now. And then, I definitely don't want to not have my life purpose now, because I got to finish talking, and I better have it now. These things better be working. Right? Because if I've shut these down, it's only like I get things done, it's like I got my job done and I'm done. And I'm used to that kind of creation. I don't have any idea how to create my life. I don't have any idea how to create anything in my life, because I think that once I do a job and figure something out and do it step by step and then I'm done and I check it in and everybody says, oh, good job, I'm somehow done. But nothing in actual life works that way. When you create something in your life, it's a process of consciousness, of bringing things, as I was talking about, from the void, from the non-form into form. And just like your chakras, and we talked about your chakras, when you have a just creating sort of transforming. So chakras are the transformation system. Okay? All of these are the creation system, right? So going from the non-form of the soul into the purpose on the planet Earth of the life purpose, into the chakras, which then bring it all the way through and down to the ground, boom, and you've done it and you've created it, and there's that baby going, wah! Or your job saying, wah! Or your new partner going, wah! Right? But it's happening, right? It has to come from nowhere to somewhere, right? It has to do that. It has to work through that process, right? That's what creation has to do. The transformational process is just a chakra process over here, right? And just like the chakra process, if you've got any chakra that you don't have a chakra for making that happen, it'll never happen. If you've got a chakra that says, I vowed never to do that, right? You can have the greatest idea in the world. It can be totally your life purpose. But if you got a third chakra that says, yeah, but I don't want to look stupid, right? How about for me? Would that ever work? How could I do what I do but that was really one of my vows for a long time, right? And when you have a vow not to be stupid or look stupid in the third chakra, that means all of these brilliant ideas you have that come down and say, well, we could do this, and I like this, and this is what I made. It comes down, hits that third chakra, and says, but I'm not going to look stupid. And it just goes right back up and spins back in your head, and you think of another way to do it, and another way to do it, and it never happens. It never hits the ground. And all that energy come up from the ground and says, God, I got something. Something's missing in my life. There's something not right. I don't have a relationship. I don't have a job. I don't have the money. I don't have anything. It keeps coming up, and it says, but I can't look stupid doing it. You go right back down. It never happens. So now we're not talking about just transformation, where you open up to the fact that what you already have is actually real. Now we actually have to take things from nowhere, from the quantum field, from the soul level of pure potential, and we need to shrink it down all the way down through this system from the infinite to the planetary purpose. It's like this has got a purpose, and I'm holding that space for that purpose down to the chakras, where you've got to negotiate through every one of the chakras. Do I believe it? Can I speak it? Do I love it? Am I that? Do I have passion for it? And am I willing to do what it takes to make it happen? That's the process of creation. Okay? This healing, and ultimately when people can't make something pop out the first chakra, when people can't have a baby, it's because there's something not right in the system. There's something not connected. There's something that I don't want that. I can't do that. I don't trust that. People that have issues with having children often had a trauma around something, and it's like, I'm never going to bring children to the world. I'm not going to do this. Or they're having a struggle here with their partner, who believes that laying on the couch and not working is a way to actually exist in the world. And that maybe it's not safe to bring a child in a place where you may not have enough money or security or there may be a thought process or a vision that this can't work, even though the heart is saying, I love this person, I want to have children, I want it, this is my time, it's that. And when I say children, I mean it could be your job, it could be anything you're trying to create. You want to build, you want to publish a book, you have to birth that out of nowhere. Everybody with me? Okay, so in this healing, we are going to be hitting the three chakra places. Okay, so it's like a really nice sort of metaphor. We have the actual first and second chakra here, which will represent the testes or the ovaries. Okay, and the heart, which is my heart in it? Do I have my heart in this? And the mind, which is, can I see this in a bigger context, and can I create this? Because if you can't agree with your mind, your heart, and what you're actually willing to do, you're never going to create something, right? Any argument between those three, it's over anyway. But then we're also looking at the body, which are the lower chakras. The first, the lower three chakras, especially represent everything solid in the world. Okay, and then we come up here, and just above the heart is the contracts for this lifetime, right? And you've got to make sure that if I want to really create something, I better have a damn contract for that. Because if you don't have a contract for it, you may be able to create it. I mean, you may be able to convince yourself over here that having a baby is a great idea. But when you get over here later on, you're like, wow, that was not such a great idea. And four of them was a really bad idea. Oh, right, sorry. Not with pre- no present company. So it's really important that you understand that you can sometimes fool your chakras, but you're never going to fool this level of you. And if you want something to really last and be a part of your purpose, you got to tap into whether you have a purpose for this or not. Okay? And then finally, you got to get over here, and you've got to go back to the soul's true, like when we are done with your chart and you finally in the third year figure out what your actual soul point is. Does that quality within you, does having this in your physical life serve this pure essence and quality within you? Its purpose for existing, your existence, right? So you need all three in agreement to really create something of real power in your life and importance. Yes? So chakras can be fooled. These two cannot. You're lost?
No, I said I hope so.
Okay, right. Okay, and so in this healing, we actually let these three levels communicate. Okay, and it's a very cool healing, and so we do the creator meditation, where we go from the non-form to the form, into that total gestalt feeling of what it's like to already be what you want. And over here, there's no time at all, right? So what do you want making your life up? The part of you over here that lives in no time and everything happens all at once, and so if you think it and can be it, it happens? Or do you want to be over here where time exists and where I am is never where I want to be and it's always a distance away from me? Which one do you want manifesting for you? The one that knows that everything happens at once and that like when you finally connect with what's supposed to be happening, things just walk into your life? And it's a surprise? That's this level. Okay? So we need to connect. If you really want to create something, let's create it from the deepest place where it's already happened, it's already supposed to have happened, and you've already been living it before you even asked for it. Yes? Which is the soul. Okay. All right. So that's the explanation. Does everybody get any questions on that? All right. So let me have one of the teachers up here because I want the students to watch. Somebody come up. I need a guinea pig. Joanne, want to do it? Okay. So the healings that we're teaching you this weekend are very simple because we don't want you to think too much. Okay?
I'm sure.
And I need your head up that way.
Okay.